Good morning, Lord. Lord, we just come to you this morning and we thank you and praise you. You are a wonderful, loving God. And we don't deserve all that you give us and all that you do for us, Lord. But we do appreciate it and we thank you so, so very much. Lord, we lift this class up to you this morning and we lift this whole time up to you. And we pray that you would illuminate things in your word, Lord, that just gets into our hearts, whether it's something that we already have read 100 times or whether it's something we haven't read for a long time, Lord. We just pray that you would open up our hearts and open up our minds and that you would help us today, Lord, to gain some more perspective or to just be reminded. We just thank you so much and we invite your presence here today, Lord, in this class. We pray right now and invite your presence into the sanctuary, into the worship team, into our whole service today. And we just pray, Lord, that you would be here strong and powerful with us today as we do, as we come together to worship and praise you. We just thank you so very much and we offer this up in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we are going to start in John 14. We try to finish up the...
I like that chapter.
You do? We were talking about how the Holy Spirit strengthens our spirit. We've been talking about that for a little while. We were going to finish it up last week. It was just Tina and I and Lori, and we started talking, and we ended up not doing a lesson and just chatting, and then Steve came in and...
Chatted some more.
So, we're going to pick up there at John 14, 15 and 16. Very famous, very popular. But we were talking about, last time we met, we were talking about the Holy Spirit strengthening our spirit. We were talking about, we were talking about knowledge and how the world sometimes even obsesses over knowledge. And that the love of Christ surpasses all knowledge.
Where are you starting?
And we're starting at John 14.
Verse 15?
Yeah, and how the love of Christ surpasses all knowledge, even today with all the ridiculous amount of knowledge that we have. And we looked at Joshua 1, and Joshua was taking over for Moses, and the Lord told him 3 different times in the little section that we read to be strong and courageous, that he would be with him wherever he goes. And then we started to read John 14. We're going to pick up there again. So
John 14,
15 and 16.
Just those two?
You know what? Let's get down through 24. I might as well down to the...
Oh, yeah.
Let's go through 24. Sure, you going to read for us?
Can I?
Yes.
All right. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me because I live. You also will live. In that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me and does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring you to remembrance all that I have stop there or keep going?
Sure. No, that's good.
It just got started to get good, and Jesus was speaking, so I kept going.
I didn't stop you. All right, there's a couple things there. It's talking about giving us the Holy Spirit is what he's talking about, right? It's talking about giving us a counselor, the Spirit of Truth. And then he goes on and talks about how, actually, 26 says, but the counselor of the Holy Spirit, whom I send, will teach you and remind you of all things that I have told you. But there's kind of a key thing there. I mean, three different times in that thing, he mentions who loves him. And he says, starts out, if you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor. And he says three different times that whoever has my commands and obeys them, or whoever obeys my commands, that is who loves me. And I think that that's kind of real important right there, because he's talking about being in obedience. And he's basically saying if we're not in obedience, we don't love him. Because if we know Jesus and we love Jesus, we're going to be in obedience. Right? And that's a big deal, because he says, if you love me, if I love you, the Father loves you, and there's that's like an if clause there. You know, I don't think God stops loving us. God loves us, but I think there's like God's love, and then there's God's love. And I think that God loves us all. He loves the whole world. He loves everyone he created. He loves all of us. But he's talking about something a little more than that. He's talking about if we love him, we will obey him. And if we obey him, then he is in us as the Father is in him. And that's when we have God in us and helps us.
Right? That agape love?
Well, the agape love is the fact that he loves us all unconditionally. But this is kind of a little if clause here. And even back when we read Joshua a couple weeks ago, Joshua was being told that he needed to keep Moses' law and obey Moses' law and keep Moses' law on his mind and meditate on it day and night. And it had to be kept strictly. And he says, if you do that, then I will do all of these things and all of the promises he gave him. And so, I mean, that's conditional. It's not conditional whether God loves us or not, but I think it's conditional whether... What?
If you love me, you will keep my commandments.
Yeah.
Have to love him.
Yeah. And I think that the more love that we love him, and the more we're in love with him, and the more obedient that we are, the more he is in us, the more he blesses us, the more he gives us, the more he empowers us. And I think a lot of times I think that, I don't know about this church, but I think sometimes the church as a whole has gotten the idea that God's love is just this warm, fuzzy love that just loves everybody. And you can act any way you want and do whatever you want and be whoever you want, and God's just going to love us all. And in the end, he's just going to love us all and forgive us all, and we're all going to make it, and it's all going to be one big happy family. And I don't think that's what this is saying.
Nope.
So,
nope.
That's awesome and a little scary at the same time. Right? Let's look at Psalm 46. Just how it starts out.
Psalm?
Yeah, Psalm 46. Just verses 1 through 3. It's just how this psalm starts out, I think.
Are we on 36 or 37?
You mean the number of the lesson?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, Ron. Can you say it again? Psalm what?
Psalm 46.
46.
Alright, I'm in Proverbs. Wrong place.
I like Psalm 46:10.
Well, we're only going to do 1, 2, and 3. We can go to 10 if you want to.
Yeah,
it's just how this starts out. It's just the first three verses. It starts out. It's like, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way. What?
I like the whole thing.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't interrupt you.
God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. I mean, this is saying circumstances come and go, right? No matter what happens, God is our refuge and strength. You want me to read the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is written. Oh, God is within her. She will not fail. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shield with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Definitely strengthens our spirit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if we can truly have that hope and that trust in Him and truly put our hope and trust in Him and be obedient and live our life for Him, that's power. That's powerful. How about Isaiah? Look at Isaiah 40. Isaiah 40, 27, 31. I keep looking up because I don't hear pages going.
Isaiah 40,
what? Everybody uses the phone.
I was
quick.
Focused on LA driving this morning. I forgot to grab the Bible.
It's quick and easy though, isn't it?
Richard and I didn't hear what you said.
I'm sorry. It's Isaiah 40, 27 to 31. Verse 27 says, why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. And in this part, everybody knows because it's everywhere. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
Yeah, that's from Pastor Steve's famous words of verse, or
the
song. He always says,
yeah. Yeah. That's, I mean, this is everywhere. The part where it says, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles, run and not grow weary, walk and not be faint. I mean, I see that on shirts, I see that on bumper stickers, I see that on posters everywhere, I see that all over the place, because that's a very, very popular verse.
Yes,
but he strengthens our spirit, right? The Holy Spirit strengthens our spirit. That's what this whole topic is about. And we find strength and refuge in him. And the last one I want to look at is Philippians 4. Philippians 4:13. Everybody knows this one too. 10 through 14, actually. Should I start doing that?
What?
Should I start writing down all the scripture that I'm going to talk about for the day and pass them out?
Yeah.
Did you find it, Richard?
My papers are so thin.
So thin, your
yeah.
fingers won't work on them?
No, I try to blow at it. Go ahead.
All right. You probably already know this one. At least 14. Says, I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned but had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstance. This is Paul, of course, right?
Yeah.
I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, for I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. And that's...
Now, what was that, Philippians what?
That was Philippians 4:10 through 13. Everybody talks about 4:13. Because they talk about, I can do all things through strength, Christ who strengthens me, or I can do everything through Him who gives me strength, and that is like one also one of the most popular. Mm-hmm. So, how does the Holy Spirit give you strength? I mean, what? Personally, with us, what does the Holy Spirit do? I mean, how does the Holy Spirit strengthen our spirit? Because the scriptures are fantastic, and they speak to us, and they tell us that it's true, but real life, real situations, what does the Holy Spirit do? Can you think of anything that the Holy Spirit does that you can't do on your own, but the Holy Spirit allows you or helps you or strengthens you to do?
Simple things.
Do you want to elaborate?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of a good one.
For instance, when he goes out on the street to do his Jesus on the street, I think the Holy Spirit indwells in him and has shown him where to go and what to do, and he's supplying
guidance.
Very much guidance.
Oh yeah.
Because I don't think you could do that completely and wholly without the Holy Spirit.
I think you're right. No, I know you're right. Just a couple of days ago.
I mean, you could do it, but I don't know. The true meaning wouldn't be there, if that makes any sense.
I want to make sure it's genuine.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I'm just going to do it.
And out of the love.
And it's done. Because, you know, here's what I know. My giving has increased so much.
I believe it.
I mean, I was a giver since I can remember way back as a child. You know, I felt bad for somebody that didn't have something that I had. So I would give them what I had to make them feel better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was a couple of days ago on the east side, across from the Salvation Army. I was passing out free hats and gloves. And I ran out of gloves. And this guy came up to me. He said, man, my hands are freezing. And he had a jean jacket shirt on. You know? And I knew he was cold. But I didn't have an extra coat to fit him. But I had bought at the beginning of winter a $20 pair of Thinsulate thick gloves.
Maybe that's the Holy Spirit.
That's the Holy Spirit. Because he was sitting there going, doing this, him trying to keep his hands warm. And his hands were real red, you know, I could tell they were cold. And I said, well, I knew my pair of gloves that I wear on Sundays was in the back of my truck. And without even question, the Holy Spirit was like, just give him yours.
Yep.
So I gave him mine, and he was so happy. His hands were so warm and those things. And he ended up getting a hat, too. So, yeah, he guides you and leads you and strengthens you and transforms your thinking.
Oh, my
God. Your whole, I am not nowhere near the person I used to be, man.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
When I say that, if you knew me on the streets 22 months ago, you would not have wanted to be around me, period. And I'm so far removed from all that that I don't even think about it. I don't entertain thought of wanting to get high, wanting to drink, wanting to do illegal acts, wanting to con, wanting to lie, cheat, steal. I mean, so that was my train of thought for 25 years, Ronald. But that whole train of thought has been washed out of me. From your belly, rivers of living water will flow. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's what I feel.
Yep.
The Holy Spirit right there.
I get it.
Did you get zapped? I did.
The Holy Spirit will open up doors when you're walking down the street or something, or just some, just, you know, just says, wait a minute.
That's right.
These people need me to come over and talk to them. These people need me to go over and pray to them. Pray with them.
If
you don't have any feeling, you're down there thinking about something else, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit will guide you to,
yep,
to the right position, right place.
I remember I was in the shower one time and I got a word that you got to get down on the square because somebody needs your help. Did I tell you that story?
Yeah, I remember that.
Just like that. That's the whole guy with the Holy Spirit.
That's exactly the way it works.
And that kid ended up making it home to Southern Ohio. What's that down there? Coshocta? Is that south of here?
No, that's north.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that wasn't. What's south of here? What's the big town, bigger town down south of Ohio?
Lancaster? There's Chillicothe? There's
past that. Anyway.
Past that? Like,
well,
clear down to Cincinnati?
No. Maybe it was a smaller town, like around Chillicothe.
New Lex?
I can't remember, but the mother, we finally got a hold of the mother, and she drove up, and we met her, and he got to go. It was just like that. Like, he said, he was sitting on a bench in sweatpants and a t-shirt, and he asked about three people to use their cell phone, and everyone was afraid to let him use it. They were scared because he might take it or run. They were afraid to put their phone in his hands. So I went down there, and I drove around, and I spotted him. I said, that must be him right there. And I walked up to him, and I said, hey, my name is John, blah, 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 blah. And I said, is there anything I can do to help you? Because I knew he just got out of county jail because he had the black boots, the sweatpants, and the t-shirt.
Right. Right.
I've been there 23 times, I know. And he said, man, he said, can I use your phone? And I said, absolutely. I did not make a phone call his mother. And I took him over to Speedway to give him something to eat and drink, kept him in the car, cool, you know. That's how it is. And when you're led by the Spirit, you just go. I never have not once acted on something that I was led to do. Just like today, we got a big meal planned for today. I got a lot of people coming down. I got a guy coming from The Rock and Zanesville. You know, so I let people know, put it on Facebook. So I think today's going to be a great day. This ministry is led by the Holy Spirit.
I believe that.
Definitely, without a doubt, 100%, man.
I believe that.
I can think of a million other things I'd like to be doing on a Sunday afternoon back then.
Yeah.
That would really get my attention. But this is my life now. I'm nowhere near. He transformed you. You're that piece of clay.
And he ain't done.
Transforms.
And he ain't done.
And he ain't done.
Not even close to done.
He has a plan for every true believer and a purpose for every true believer.
Yeah.
For my life.
The awesome thing about the Holy Spirit is that there's so many levels. It's like, there's so many levels. There's there's the prompting of the Holy Spirit that, like you're talking about, He'll lead you somewhere. He'll put a thought in your head. He'll talk to you in the shower. He'll do these things. And then if we are obedient to that and we follow that prompting, then whatever He leads us to, He's going to make sure that that is something productive too. And if it's something way out of our league, He's still going to be there, and He's going to elevate us to
he
be able to do.
Yes. He anoints us for His purpose.
Yes, and He'll pull you up. I mean, if you don't have the words to say, He'll give you the words.
I remember one time I was talking to Rex in the living room of his house, and it was just me and him. And I spoke for 45 minutes, and I said words I didn't even know I was capable of saying.
Yeah.
And I started just to prophesy to him and preach to him. I said everything that he needed to hear, that the Holy Spirit guided this whole conversation. Aside from that, the bad news is I wanted to share, and I would like you guys, if you could, to keep this person in your prayer.
Do you have that on?
Yeah.
Turn it on.
Pause it.
Yeah. Let's not put this on there.
All right, let's pray. Lord, we just thank You so much for loving us and for not giving up on us. And sometimes, you know, we give up on each other because we get desperate, or we forget, or sometimes we let selfishness or pride or fear or whatever get in the way. But Lord, as long as we are obedient to You, as long as we try to continue to hope in You, as long as we just keep pushing forward and pushing through, Lord, we may fall here and there. We may make some mistakes or some bad choices or whatever here and there, Lord. But You change us. You change us. When Your Holy Spirit comes into us, You make us different people. You give our whole life different meaning and different purpose. And sometimes You pick us up and turn us around and head us in directions that we never, ever would have imagined that You do. But You always sustain us. And You always are there with us. And Lord, thank You so much for Your Holy Spirit, for strengthening our spirit, for strengthening our walk, for giving us the hope and giving us that ability to do battle against the adversary, to do battle against our own selfishness sometimes, Lord, and to just continue to move forward and continue to be blessed by You. We just thank You. We praise You, Lord. We lift John up to You and the struggles that he's struggling with right now. We lift Rex up to You, Lord. I know that he may feel like he has given up, but we know that You still love him. And so we lift him up to You, Lord, and we pray one more time that You would just reach out and touch him and touch his spirit and shine the light into that darkness that he's dealing with right now so that he can see clearly. We lift the service up to You, and we lift this time up to You, and we offer ourselves to You. And we thank You and praise You in Jesus' name. Amen.